go to Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to start with the familiar and then return to another subject. Verse 10, Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You ought to have notes in your Bible. And dunamuste, the word from which we get dynamite, dunamus. In dunamuste, be ye empowered. Have dynamite in you. Be ye empowered in the Lord and in the kratai might. Your King James says in the power. Strike that word out. That's where might belongs. Kratai. Power is the better translation of dunamis. You know all this. I'm going to something else. And in the kratai of the strength, iskus, of him. Be endynamited in the Lord. And in the might of the strength of him. Write that in the margin. That's the literal. Be empowered in the Lord and in the might of the strength of him. Put ye on the whole armor, panoply on, the entire panoply of God, so that ye are able, dunisthai. And I want to point out a couple of things. The 11th verse, put ye on, just simply put on in the King James, put ye on, indusisthai, same root again. But put ye on induces they is middle voice. For your own sake, put ye on. What's the middle voice? Voice tells you the participation of the subject in the verb. Passive voice, we know that. Active voice. Passive voice, the subject is being acted on. Active voice, the subject is performing the action. The participation of the subject in the action when it's middle voice, he's doing it for his own sake. For your own sake, put ye on the whole armor of God that so that ye are able, dunisthai, middle voice. Put on the full panoply of God for your sake, so that you'll be able, for your sake, to stand against the craftiness, methodis, the methods of the devil, diabolu. Because not, I'm doing it literal for you, because not is the conflict to us, because the poly, one-on-one wrestling, until one or the other is defeated, brought down, and the victor puts his neck on the defeated one. For our wrestling, or conflict, is not against blood and flesh, your own or someone else's. but against the archos, rulers, against the authorities, exousios, against the cosmokratoros, cosmokratoros, world rulers, archos rulers, exousios authorities, cosmokratoros, world rulers of this darkness, against the pneumatica, spiritual hosts of evil in the heavenlies, epuranios. I want to pause for a minute. All over this world, in any moment of time, there are wars, conflicts, regional battles going on at any moment in a 24-hour period. In the history of mankind, there have been two world wars. Surely you cannot even think for a moment that the forces arrayed in the two world wars are in any manner to be compared to the conflict, as brutal and bitter as it is, going on in the Balkans, for example, between the Serbs and the Bosnians. Even the regional Middle East conflicts that create so much concern because they can kick off world conflict. Not even the Korean War or the Vietnamese War, or to go back behind the world wars, the Spanish-American War. Or the Napoleonic Wars. Are you with me? World wars. Or light years beyond. Now, God in His Word here through Paul is not trying to show how many Greek words He knows. Archos, analogous to the prince of Persia that fought against the messenger that came to answer Daniel and held him back for 3 years until Michael came to help him. And upon his defeat, a vacuum was created, and into that moves the prince of Grecia. Not Alexander, but the hierarchical force of evil under the prince of the power of the air that gave him his power. Exousios, rulers, areas, territories, regions, the prince of Tyre, then all of a sudden, cosmokratoros. Let's look at focus it in. Bowers, Greek English Lexicon. This tome that breaks your arm to carry it around. Cosmokratoros. Used of world-ruling gods versus territorial, regional, local. I want to tell you, Satan's got enough to have in his hierarchy a prince of Oroville. takes a bigger dude to be Prince of Los Angeles. But we're out of that league. Cosmokratos. 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 All different forms, the same word. A world ruler. Used of world ruling gods. Used of the Emperor Caraculus, who thought that the Roman Empire was so great, didn't know that any of the rest of the world would be concerned, adopted the name Cosmokratos. This generation of spirit beings who have parts of the cosmos under their control, the whole earth, for example, world rulers of this darkness. I want to tell you something. There's only been two world wars in all the generations of mankind. The big ones. And you better believe Hitler was under the power of Cosmokratos, not some little archon, some little exousian. Stay with me. Big leagues. Since we moved into January 55, I have since, we're under a more massive attack than I ever remember in this ministry. Each time as we've grown and we face new conflicts, I've said that. I've got to get a cigar that won't dissolve. My staff, like a pinball machine, knocked around. I prayed a lot and thought about it. It's gotten increasingly worse. And came as a continuing massive attack. The day we went worldwide. Now they prepare boxers, for example. They move them along. You've got a very bad manager if you take a talented young boxer and put him in the big time against a seasoned champion prematurely. Player of the year in college basketball is in a whole new world as a rookie in the NBA. It's stepping up to a whole new level. I'm going to say something. I really want you to listen. We are in the first, let me go back to Loyola for a second. Loyola understood that there was a war going on. Lucifer and his minions against Christ and his church. And he took six men, then 10, then 60. And he treated it as a world war. And more than any single religious group in the history of the world, over the duration of the Jesuits, has been more effective than any other organization. And that includes any of the individual organizations of the Protestant Revolution. And the Jesuits are still going. And don't anybody go to sleep on me. But even taking that into account, right now, we are the first contestant with the Prince of the Power of the Air in the first spiritual world war ever to engage. Never been done in the 2,000 years of church history. That the domain of Satan as prince of the power of the air is being penetrated, every square inch of it, through the highways and byways of the air that he has heretofore controlled. One voice, 24 hours a day. Never ever happened. I lament a little because I'm not really sure the congregation understands the uniqueness of this. Oh, they talk about a worldwide television network. If they get one television station in one city in 180 countries, which nobody's done yet, or one big theater in one city hooked up by satellite in 180 countries. Or they talk about we're going worldwide with one shortwave station. That's what most shortwave broadcasters, what most shortwave broadcasters claim, we're worldwide. Because the uniqueness of shortwave is that at some point during 365 days out of a given year, any 100,000 watt shortwave station with the right kind of equipment can be picked up somewhere, can be picked up on every spot of the globe once maybe. Or there are others that, like the BBC, that's not Christian. The BBC covers the world. 2 hours here and 2 hours there and 2 hours over yonder. Never in the history of the world has the entire globe been crisscrossed and networked. And you certainly know the difference between trying to listen to our affiliate Dallas station that now is aimed off the south antenna to South America. You try listening. What is it? During the daytime, 15, what's the daytime frequency? Huh? Try listening here in California in Los Angeles to 15725 during the day versus 13825. Who? 13815. Or right now, what's the nighttime frequency? 9815 for Dallas? Here in Los Angeles, you try to pick up 9815, which is aimed toward Brazil, and then shift to 5810 and see the difference. You remember the difference between the Nashville station when it was aimed toward West Africa and Europe versus the new transmitter that they aimed with its antenna straight for Los Angeles. And yet there are Christians who claim we're worldwide, they're on one station. One shortwave station. Maybe two. We're on nine now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Count Palau. Then when Anguilla goes on, 10. Closes the loop. Never been done. This is not to brag. It's to make you tremble. You see, Satan could handle us when I was dumb enough to say, we are heading for three cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Hartford. All he needed was a couple of Arcos and their little minions and errand boy demons, and maybe an Exousius. We maybe came on the annual or semi-annual planning committees of the hierarchy of Satan. How you guys doing with old Scott down there in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Hartford? Then the United States, that moves it up a step. Now we're rocking a larger territory. And Canada began to pick us up by satellite. And across the equatorial belt, those that had satellites in Mexico and down in Central America. And then all of a sudden, overnight, as one of the satellite magazines, or rather shortwave magazines, said, as they were discussing new programming here and there, that then you come to the paragraph, and then there's Dr. Gene Scott, he's everywhere. All of a sudden, we're taking on the whole territory. Not just occasionally so they can take a drink now and then and have a party and get ready for the such and such an hour when Scott will come meddling through the powers of the air. 24 hours of the day. In his face. In every square inch of his territory. Again, not to brag, to make you tremble. I have most of my key staff people sitting back there tonight, hoping they'll listen. Because I brought them here as an act of mercy tonight. The spiritual empowerment and the spiritual armory against Arcos and Exousius when Los Angeles and San Francisco and Hartford were our zones won't get it done as we move to the realm of the Cosmocrateros. Piddling little, the equivalent in Satan's hierarchy, to borrow from Screwtape Letters, piddling little novices, first year graduates of Satan's military school, could handle us then. We've stepped up to the, listen to me, First World War since Christianity was formed. Now, let me tell you something. If Anguilla had nuclear weapons before anyone else had it, they could conquer the world. Doesn't matter what your size is. It's the instruments of warfare. From this place, the instruments of warfare that God has put in our hands have penetrated Satan's territory in one fell swoop. So you voices of faith, you staff members, you saints, that continue to get knocked around, maybe you haven't figured out yet why. We're in a different league. If you want me to continue, get on the telephone.
For more of the teaching, please turn the tape over. Thank you.